Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and we are blessed. It's going to be a colorful episode of the Playbook. We have Vicky Lozano here. She's the CMO, the Chief Marketing Officer of a company that's been with me almost my entire life, has gotten me into trouble as a kid, and has kept me out of trouble as an adult. The Chief Marketing Officer of Crayola, Vicky Lozano, welcome to the Playbook.
Thanks, David. So great to be here with you.
You know what's so amazing about Crayola, which to me is symbiotic with creativity, is that it never has gone out of style. I have four children. I'm preparing for grandchildren. And I'm sure the first gift that I will give them are my set of Crayola crayons and markers and other chalk. And the list goes on and on. But I want to inspire kids today to be creative. And I think we're losing a lot of that in the content-fed generation. That's why kids should read, they should sell, they should learn AI, and they should buy Crayola products so they can learn how to develop their imagination. How much of Crayola is truly based off of encouraging and inspiring everyone, all generations, to be creative?
Well, David, actually, I couldn't say it better myself. I think you've captured it incredibly well, and you nailed it exactly right. I think creativity is incredibly important. We think it's a critical life skill, a critical life mindset. And it's something that, you know, Crayola as a brand has sort of was founded on 122 years ago, continues to really believe and continues to, you know, champion through our campaign for advocates, for campaign for creativity, and all the work that we do, whether it be supporting parents and creative moments at home, whether it be supporting educators and how, you know, and leaning into how to use creativity and hands-on, specifically hands-on creativity as a way of learning core subjects like literacy and social emotional learning. All of it really stems from this passion and belief and conviction that is backed up by research, that, you know, it is really important and critical, and, you know, and we need more of it in our lives because it truly does impact all facets of our lives, how we feel, how we, you know, our education attainment, our careers, how we apply it in everyday life to deal with life's complexities, you know, critical thinking, problem solving, all those things are really core aspects of creativity. So hence why it's so important across time, across generations, across really, you know, again, education, careers, jobs, as well as, you know, leisure time.
And you mentioned briefly that it's based on research, and the Ad mm-hmm. Council has done, the Ad Council Research Institute has done some research on color, the perception that people participate in, the emotional connection that's involved in utilizing all of Crayola's products, which are based on imagination, creativity, and color. Influencing the mental state was in particular very valuable to me. I am on a mission to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. And it was started by a 12-year-old friend of my daughter's who committed suicide. I understand addiction and PTSD and CTE in my sports world. But to me, that was unfathomable. And I couldn't understand emotionally or mentally how a child could be in such a depressed state. There's some great data on parents that use Crayola products and colors and the influence it has on, you know, the mood and the mental state of children.
Yeah, there's so many different facets that creativity impacts in a positive way. And, you know, wellness is absolutely a big part of it. And I will tell you that I think you've given some examples for kids, but it's not specific to kids. In fact, you know, one statistic that you might be surprised to learn is that last year, about over 50% of purchases for Crayola products happened in households without kids present. So now some of them are, of course, grandparents, aunts and uncles, they are purchased for kids, but a significant portion of them is not. And so what we're really seeing is that not only kids who are, you know, who are innately curious and creative and certain haven't yet learned some of these, you know, behaviors or beliefs around judgment, and that I have to, it has to look a certain way or has to be of certain quality for me to do it. And they just simply create and express and use it as a way of learning key behaviors like problem solving, like critical thinking, like, you know, experimenting and learning from mistakes. And then there's, on the other side, there is actually grown-ups, adults who actually use it to, a lot of it for wellness, for stress relief, for relaxation, to help reset and recharge, and also to make them feel better around, you know, for themselves and kind of being the best version of themselves. So there is definitely in both kids and adults a significant element of how it makes you feel and an emotional benefit of, you know, in addition to the learning of the softer skills that are present, you know, that are so important for kids, that is just really, you know, continues to highlight the critical importance and the role of creativity. And, you know, and frankly, that's what our campaign for creativity is really aimed at tackling. What we've learned, you mentioned the App Council research, and what we learned through that research, among other things, is that, you know, people believe in the value of creativity. But sometimes there's a number of myths that are out there that need to be debunked. And there's also some very practical as like, I want it, but how do I do it? So there's very practical helping people understand the true value, which is some of the things that we're talking about now, as well as helping them overcome these very practical real life, you know, barriers so that it could be easily accessible and doable on kind of what I call as, you know, simple creative moments every day. It does not need to be a big project, does not need to be a big undertaking. There is no standard of quality. It is really just about the experience of doing it that gives you those incredible, you know, benefits that, you know, that you talked about.
Yeah, I feel like I should knit little capes for each one of my Crayola products because they're like superheroes of my favorite empowering statement, which is to be more interested than interesting. But curiosity to me is being lost, and engaging kids in this creative process by being more interested. What types of things have you seen historically and today presently with social media that Crayola truly empowers this ability to be more curious and more engaged, especially in their family lives?
Well, and I think there's a ton of research out there that already exists, you know, really about some of the, there's a lot of benefits of social media, but there's also some downside, and there's a ton of research around attention spans, ability to focus, ability to problem solve, and kind of like that resiliency of working through something and the curiosity to explore something in a deeper way. And while I think, look, technology and digital and social media, that's life, that's reality. And I think there's a lot of stuff that Crayola does to be really present in an appropriate way in that context. But at the same time, there's an incredible value of hands-on creativity, specifically because those things that it, you know, it enables you, it gives you that patience, it gives you the curiosity, the ability to work through something, you know, ability to problem solve. You know, I have one of my kids who is very, very good, and I think, you know, the creativity is a big part of that through her childhood, where something doesn't work out exactly the way that she wants it, she says, well, that's okay, I can solve it this way. And she turns it into something else. And I think those are the kinds of things that I think, you know, I think there is a need for both. And it is that, you know, it's not one or the other. It is about balance, but it's ability not to lose some of these innately human, you know, things that, you know, skills that we have. And I think creativity is just incredibly important and valuable in our ability to nurture them and as well as to, you know, to preserve them, because those are innately human, no matter what happens with technology, social media, AI, and all that stuff that, you know, that's happening around us in the world.
And as a marketing leader and proven over the years, to have such a big brand with what I call a frequency. I would say your frequency is your neighborhood, and for brands, products, and solutions, it holds true as well as for personal brands. But your brand has an accelerated evolution over the last few years. And so we have this historical, unbelievable American icon that now has the accelerated brand, but the frequency hasn't changed. What does it look like today, the advocacy that you have for the brand in today's landscape?
Yeah. Well, I think it's first of all is really thinking, you mentioned the kind of brand evolution, and that evolution really focused for us around kind of expanding how we go to market and how the brand shows up. We are no longer just a product company. Our products are incredibly important and magical, and is a huge focus in terms of ongoing innovation, ongoing ability to bring new experiences through our products. But we've also made concert priority on focusing on also content and experiences. So whether it's the content that we do within education, or whether it's what we're doing with Crayola Studios and entertainment, or experiences like location based entertainment and creating whole family experiences that are grounded around hands-on creativity, or if it's, you know, our interactive, which is all about taking creativity to a digital canvas, why does it only have to be physical, right? So I think all of this is really bringing the brand ecosystem into a much bigger way. So in a way, the frequency is expanding, but in a lot of different ways, right, across different touch points. But it's also for us to kind of this idea of, thought leadership and ways of redefining the role that this brand and this category in generally plays in consumers' lives and in parents' lives, in teachers' lives, in adult lives who are using it for themselves for those creative experiences. It's redefining that dynamic. And at the end of the day, growing the category and bringing new users to the category when we are able through our campaign for creativity and our call for to help create more creative moments every day, to help really drive the understanding and the desire of engaging with these incredibly fun and engaging experiences, also knowing that there's also added benefits to them. And we want to be able to advocate for it. We want to be able to celebrate it. And a lot of the work that we do, again, against products, experiences, content, and around our campaigns is really that celebration, that advocacy, and then really being super consistent in how that shows up across everything that we do in the way that we go to market, you know, here in the U.S. and as well as everywhere around the world.
What makes the Crayola campaign for creativity so exciting to me is it spans not only content, but education, social impact, and of course, storytelling. And within the context of storytelling comes lessons. And I always find that these stories are how people historically, from the beginning of time, stories are how we learn lessons. And we keep on learning those lessons until we actually learn them. But it is a greater challenge and a greater impact when you have such strong emotional equity. And a lot of people may or may not, in marketing terms, as I geek out in marketing, of the power of the emotional equity that Crayola has. Now it's amplified and perpetuated by the campaign for creativity through the content, education, social impact, and storytelling. In the aspect of that emotional equity, you have to capture it on all these different platforms. Where do you see the lessons that you've learned as you have expanded the amplification and maintained the social silo, the perpetual frequency of such an extraordinary brand with such extraordinary emotional equity?
Well, I would say that I think you mentioned a couple of different things: the emotional connection, the storytelling, and the way that we, in the way that it sort of comes across the life. Those are some of the key things that are so incredibly important. And I know they sound so simple to the point where it's like, do I even say it? Because it just sounds so obvious, right? But I think some of the really important things for us have been is, how do you do it in a way that not only is really consistent with who we are as a brand and what we believe in, and there's kind of like our mission and our purpose, why we exist, not just what we make, but the reason we exist, but also how do you really make it really simple and relevant? Because at the end of the day, it's not what we want to say, right? Is what is the parent, teacher, a creative adult, what do they need to hear? And how do we fit into their lives? And it sounds so incredibly obvious, right? Don't tell them what you think you want to say. Tell them what they need to hear. Understand their life sort of realities, right? And how can you be truly relevant and helpful in whatever it is that they're solving for? And that's where, you know, as you talk about all the different things that we do in the way that we connect emotionally, is because they're actually solving for different needs. When we're talking to the educators, you know, who are incredibly passionate about making a difference in their students' lives, right? Educators typically go into the profession because they want to be able to impact learning outcomes. They want to be able to make a difference in the lives of kids. So how do we use creativity in what we are about as a way of helping them accomplish that goal within the realities of everything that they have to do as educators and all the mandates and everything that they're required to do? You know, as parents, we have aspirations of helping our kids become the best version of themselves, right? So what role does creativity play in helping parents achieve those aspirations that they have for their children? And as adults, when we're getting involved in creativity, it is really around, again, release, recharge. It's about the joy of doing, as opposed to, it's not about the artistry, right? It's not about this amazing piece of something that I'm going to create. It's actually about the joy of doing and being able to create freely. Well, if we understand those need states, then there's a way to bring, and we're really, really clear about who we are as a brand in terms of purpose. Then you have the storytelling and you have those emotional connections that really tap into it. It's not a one size fits all, again, stating the obvious, but are you able to really tap into those individual needs and create, you know, a kind of unified campaign with touch points that really talk to each part of our audience and developing content, developing programming, developing ways to go to market that is really compelling and relevant. And those end users will actually find genuinely, authentically helpful. And that's what I think to me is where the magic is. If you could get both of those things in the campaign, that's when you can have, you know, magic happen.
Crayola, for over a century, has been the leader in what's stable, what's doing well today. But the biggest responsibility you have as chief marketing officer of such an extraordinary brand is to look ahead, to see what trends you're watching in that creativity, parenting, and branding. How are you prepared in preparing to lead in these spaces?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it is a line of sight to core insights, to trends, and also the capabilities that we as a brand and as an organization are going to need, right? And there's a lot of different places. Is I think some of it is shifting our focus to a higher level of conversation. It's what we do, but it's also why, and really elevating the importance and the societal conversation around the importance of creativity so that we can ultimately bring the thought leadership and help grow the category overall. This is not a share, gain for us. This is really around how do we redefine how this category is used and appreciated and valued. I think that's really important. I think, you know, looking at how consumer creative experiences are evolving, with the new technologies, that always affects not only how you go to market and how fragmented and or personalized, depending on how you look at it, your go-to-market plan becomes, but also what does that mean for how people actually experience creativity? And, you know, is AI an enemy or a support? You know, obvious kind of an example, right? Because there's so much conversation around AI currently out there. And I would venture to say is that the human creativity is not replaceable. And if you look at AI as an enabler, and how do you actually merge it with human creativity and use it as something that gives people courage to be creative and do things, because you don't always have to be an artist. So you don't always have to have certain things, skills that you think you might not have, but that's okay. You could still be creative and your creativity can take on a lot of different forms. So I think for me, it's being able to really focus on those things and figure out what capabilities do we need. And how do we think about driving the bigger conversation, driving the category and the business expansion, and really lining up our campaigns, our resourcing, our investments to line up to those so that at the end of the day, we're going to be able to not only feel good about what we're doing, but be able to actually, you know, marry what I kind of think the definition of my role of marketing in general is, I think there is a, it's a dual role. You have to grow the brand and you have to build the brand, but you also have to help grow the business, right? And you have to be able to accomplish those two things at the same time. And that's really what I'm kind of focusing on. And those are the two lenses that I look at it going forward is, what can we do to build the brand and what shape does it take? And then how does that help us grow the business?
Calling out to all children, parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents to join me and others in the Crayola's 2025 campaign for something that's most important for all of us, creativity. May us, we all join in what Crayola has been doing for years, which is making humans more human. Led by an incredible CMO, Vicky Lozano, we are blessed to have a colorful world thanks to Crayola. I appreciate your time, Vicky, and your insights, education, and inspiration. Please keep sharing a colorful existence and emotional positivity to help all of us in all generations. An American brand, Crayola, Vicky Lozano, thanks for joining me. I'm David Meltzer on Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.